USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Pope Francis remembers those who died in Sri Lanka. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Pope Francis skipped his homily during Easter Mass, but delivered his traditional To the City and the World speech, highlighting conflicts in the Mideast, Africa, and the Americas, and demanding that political leaders put aside their differences and work instead for peace. And history's first Latin American pope also offered prayers for Venezuelans and Nicaraguans experiencing political and economic hardship.
I think in particular of the Venezuelan people, of all those who lack the minimal conditions for leading a dignified and secure life.
And special prayers needed for those in Sri Lanka this Easter, where blasts at churches and luxury hotels have left more than 200 dead and hundreds more injured. The violence ends a decade of relative peace in Sri Lanka following the end of its civil war in 2009.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is firing back at revelations in the Mueller report and tells CNN's State of the Union Jake Tapper he saw nothing illegal with political candidates getting information from Russian officials to help them get elected.
There's nothing wrong with taking information from Russians.
There's nothing wrong with taking
information. Depends on where it came from.
When asked if he'd use information from Russians in a campaign, he said,
I probably wouldn't. I wasn't asked. I would have advised just out of excess of caution, don't do it.
On ABC's This Week, Democratic House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff was asked if the president's actions were worse than President Nixon's in Watergate.
A candidate for president, and now a president of the United States, would not only not stand up and resist Russian interference in our election, but would welcome it, goes well beyond anything Nixon did. The fact that the president of the United States would take Putin's side over his own intelligence agencies go well beyond anything Richard Nixon did. So, yes, I think it is far more serious than Watergate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter fails in his attempt to cross the border. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The San Diego Republican representative posted a video of himself on social media claiming he was going to show how easy it is to cross the border with Mexico in Yuma, Arizona. So he hopped over a small fence, but the problem was the real border with a much bigger fence was about 100 feet away. What Hunter hopped over was a vehicle barrier. It's probably good that the Republican did not cross the border, as he's already under indictment for misusing campaign funds, and if he had actually left the country, it would have been a violation of his bail.
He will come for them.
Who?
I don't know.
The Curse of La Llorona is the number one movie this weekend. The Warner Brothers horror film is based on a Mexican legend about a woman who murders her children, then wanders the world looking for them. It brought in $26 million. Dropping down to number two, Shazam at $17 million. The true story of a boy trapped underwater for 15 minutes is at number three. Breakthrough brings in $11 million. Captain Marvel, starring Brie Larson and Samuel L. Jackson, is at number four with $9 million. And finally, at number five, a grown-up becomes young again in the movie Little, taking in $8 million over the weekend at the box office. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.